Submissions closed today into a Senate inquiry into the federal government's Parents Next program. The government says the pre-employment program has been a success in helping parents who receive social assistance prepare for work and study. But some single parents say with mandatory participation plans and threats to cut off Centrelink payments, it's only made their lives harder. Here's social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont.
Hi, boys.
Cara Weymouth has her hands full as a single mother, taking care of 9-year-old son Josh and 3-year-old son Ryland, who lives with autism spectrum disorder. Her job is even harder since she was moved onto the Parents Next pre-employment program last month.
It's really frustrating because now my stresses, on top of already being a parent, are that I have to make sure that I'm completing this plan or I can not feed my kids.
Under Parents Next, Ms. Weymouth has a mandatory participation plan that requires her to do 20 hours of work a fortnight. If she misses that target or mandatory appointments, her parenting payment single support from Centrelink could be suspended.
Are you stressing about this?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because there's always in the back of your mind, what have I got to do this week? Have I done it? When's my next appointment? Do I have my other son's commitments on that day? What else, you know, in my life? Do I have to add to it? It's just not good.
She is one of the 73,000 parents who have been moved on to the Parents Next program since last July. Three-quarters of the participants are single mothers. Jenny Davidson is the CEO of the Council of Single Mothers and Their Children, Victoria.
The program actually makes parents' lives harder. Their lives are already complicated, and this program is requiring them to jump through hoops in order to get their government benefits.
The program is aimed at single parents with children between 6 months and 6 years of age who have had no reported employment income for at least 6 months. The Department of Jobs and Small Business says an evaluation in 2016 showed program participants had more positive views about work and higher rates of study, and nearly 80% of parents assessed increased their work readiness over the evaluation period. But some participants, like Ella Buckland, dispute that. After she was moved onto Parents Next, she launched a petition that now has more than 20,000 signatures. Her participation plan includes mandatory swimming lessons for her daughter.
The idea that, you know, an organization can force me to take my child to swimming lessons, which I was already doing and paying for, but then they can also ring and check up on me. I mean, that doesn't make me feel very good. It doesn't make me feel confident. Or like I'm doing a good job as a parent. It makes me feel like I've done something wrong.
That's Parents Next participant Ella Buckland, ending that report by Norman Hermont.